Hello, everyone. So yesterday it was the Kyoto Prefecture hand rolling tournament, to which we went and participated with the Wazuka Hand Rolling Preservation Society. It was pretty cool. It was 10 teams, 4 from Wazuka, 3 from Uji, 2 from Minami Yamashiro Mura, and 1 from Kyoto Nabe. And it was great. I learned how to use an Itazuri. I've hand rolled before, as you guys know, and I love it. But the Itazuri part, I never had the opportunity to roll on it. But I've seen people do it on videos. Once, while in the national championship, I saw a few people using it, and I could observe one person. But of course, like, you are competing, so you don't want to like kind of like stare at the table next to you. But it was very cool. Easy might not be the best word, but very easy to like put the leaves on there and have like an extra support for you to use. I think it allows you for like a little bit of manage a little bit of extra leaf without having to like having issues like dropping some leaves here and there. Especially if you have like medium or tiny hands, it can be a little bit annoying to hold a lot of leaf on your hands. Was pretty good. Wazuka did very, very well in the championship. We took first, second, third, and fifth place. The winners were Akio-san, Nishiyama-san, and Minato-san. That was Team C of Wazuka, I think. And I was support with them, so I was not rolling per se. I was just helping them out when they needed help or change or like helping them with tamatoki and stuff. So congratulations to them. They did a great job. I was actually with Akio and Nishiyama-san on the national championship, so that was super cool to see them again and be able to roll with them again a little bit. And yeah, it was very nice. They gave us like a very detailed explanation on how they did the sensory evaluation, which usually they just tell you the results. They gave you a table with all the teams and all the pointage for every submitted sample. So that was very interesting. It was the director of the Kyoto Prefectural Research Center, someone else from the research center. I think it was the head of like the farming section, the farming team, the field team. And then someone from the industry chamber or something. I missed completely his name and where he came from. So those three were the main ones. We were using leaf from the Goko cultivar. The farmer is from Uji, from Ogura specifically, and there is not many in there. So maybe some of you already know what I'm talking about. They do like beautiful steel, like bamboo, rice straw, traditional shading. So it was very cool to see like how did you make this leaf last year. It was harvested May 15, 17, something like that. So he was telling us like, oh, okay, yeah, it's like a couple of days later of like what you would grow for a product, like maybe like Gyokuro or something. It was slightly big. And a lot of people were very surprised. but the material was beautiful. The green was like this very dark, with nice matte finish. Green or gold, it rolled pretty easy. It had like a very nice smell. The color of the blue was pretty nice, with like a very light green, like not a lot of like intense umami, because we were hand rolling very, very gently, and it's a little bit more subdued. But it was pretty cool. I could only try it just after trying it. So we brew it like very, how to say, like quick and dirty on a barely rinsed teapot with just like boiling water, straight from the hoiro. So the leaf was still hot. It was not the best environment. It had like something, I would say even spicy, like you could feel the some heat on the tea. So we were like, okay, well, we'll see how well did we do. But we were very happy with the shape of it. And yeah, our team got like perfect scoring on everything. So we got like 200 points. It was pretty good. Super interesting. Nice people, nice atmosphere. There was a third generation Kyokuro farmer from Kyotanabe. He was using the Itazuri, and they took almost a couple tables. Yeah, and a few people more, they told me like, if you want to learn how to use Itazuri, that's your guy. So even though we were like kind of competing against each other, people were super friendly. Like, do you want to learn how to do this? Oh, this is how we do it in our village. This is how you do it in your village. So they were changing notes. Of course, we are heading into spring very soon. So everyone was like, how are your gardens doing? Like, how's everything going? Are you going to make sencha this year? Are you going to make more gyokuro? Are you going to make more tencha? Stuff like that. So it was very, very nice. It's always great to meet new farmers and to just meet with people that live relatively close to you. But like, of course, farmers are very busy, so it's very difficult sometimes to even visit next door. Sometimes. And yeah, it's been also raining these couple of days. I'll have to do the Kyobancho harvest tomorrow or Friday. That would be the winter harvest, kind of like a trimming with harvest included on it. Kyobanchi is a Kyoto specialty. Super nice, super smoky. I don't know, but it's very sweet, it's very gentle, it's very, very, very cozy tea for the cold weather and when it rains. Temperatures has been rising. It's been way above 10 degrees for a few days. So you can start to see some flocks of birds appearing. The mists are back every morning and every afternoon now that it's not too cold or not too hot. So the tea plants will wake up pretty, pretty soon. And then in 2 weeks or so, it's going to get really busy with like shading preparations and like retrimming if we have to do so, just prepare everything basically for last week of April, first week of May. That's when we harvested last year in Wazuka, at least in our farm, from the 23rd. And we'll see how it goes. Many years ago, I was listening to this podcast where it's like a guy going to work, and he will like just like have half an hour every day in his car. So he took the opportunity to just like make a podcast out of it. So I don't know what I'm going to do with this audio, but maybe it's a good way for me to share the week to week activities during harvest. I don't know. Will be very busy to be able to write in the blog as much as I want, as per usual. And don't worry, like Cultivar article is still coming. I will be holding up the newsletter for a few days, just because I wanted to wait for the competition to be done as well. Well, between work, university, and harvest and everything, it's gonna be a challenge. So maybe just like while commuting is a great time for me to just share some news, share some nice information. It's easy to do. I'm going through the Wazuka Tunnel, the talk of town. Everyone is so happy with the new tunnel. Super nice. Cuts the commute a lot. We don't have to use the mountain road. Sometimes we'll be closed by ice or landslides or whatever. So if you are in Kyoto during the spring or during the autumn and you want to visit Wazuka, when it's at its best and the weather is super nice, it's fairly easy to do. Connections are getting better. So you're more than welcome to visit. Okay, well, see you another time. To Japan.